This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
I've come across an amazing piece in the writings of Rabbi Zevlev and some very, very beautiful ideas, which I'm excited to share with you. If you have not got the handout, please email me and I will happily send it to you, j.golker@gmail.com. As opposed to many other Yom Tovim, there are no fixed mitzvahs on Shavuos. Pesach is replete with mitzvahs, matzah, morah, segnai, tzipus, yes, mitzrayim, balat kotzos, etc., etc. Sukkos, you've got the sukkah, you've got balat minim. Shavuos seems bereft of any mitzvahs. What you have got on Shavuos, however, are minhagim. Which minhagim have you got on Shavuos? So, there are many. The Shulchan Aruch says in Tov Tzadi Dalet, in the first box, Nagin Nishtach HaSovim B'Shavuos. One minhag is that you decorate homes and shuls with flowers, with trees, etc., etc. Why? So we mentioned in the halacha slot various reasons, many, many reasons given. The three we mentioned quickly were, one is Zeichel LeSimchas Matan Torah, because we know that Har Sinai had vegetation, had herbage, had some sort of flourage on the mountain. As the Pasuk says, Aliro, that they were told not to let the animals graze. It's a proof, therefore, that there was some sort of vegetation on the mountain itself. The second reason we said is because that's the Peiros and Nidoino, that the fruits of the tree are judged on Atzeres. And therefore, we commemorate that by bringing flowers and trees into our homes, into our shuls. The third reason we saw the Parnas Yosef, because it was 3 months, Shavuos is 3 months after the birth of Moshe Rabbeinu, when he was extracted from the river amidst the reeds, etc. So to commemorate that, we also have flowers. So that's one minhag. What other minhagim are there? Well, there's of course the minhag of having milchik food. The Mechaber says in Tov Tzadi Dalet, sorry, the Ramah says in Tov Tzadi Dalet, v'noagin b'chol makom lechol machol echolo. So the Ramah talks about the shtei lechem. That on Seder night, we have Zeichel Pesach and Zeichel Chagiga, Shnei Tavshilin. Well, so too, we therefore, so too, says the remark, Kein Eichlin Machu Cholav Akach Machu Boso, that Srichin Lahavi and Mohen Beis Lechem Ala Shulchan. You have one loaf of bread for each type of food you have on Shavuos, the milchik food and the pleishik food. Each one needs its own lechem. Okay, the Mishnah Berurah gives the other reason famously. He quotes B'Shem Godel Echot, that on the night of Matan Torah, on the day of Matan Torah, they came back after Matan Torah, they've just heard all the halachas of preparing meat, which are very intensive. You have to sharpen the knife, you have to shech the animal, you have to remove all the gidim, you have to remove all the chelev, you have to salt the animal, you have to prepare it. It's very time consuming. So immediately, that would, when they had lunch the first day, they would have a bowl of cereal. They'd have, a cheese sandwich. They didn't have the time to prepare. It takes a lot of time. That's what the Mishnah Berurah brings. So therefore, you have so far two minhagim. In fact, there are five minhagim associated with Shavuos. Other minhagim, of course, is Tikkun Leil, to stay up all night in preparation to receive the Torah. We also have the minhag to read Megillas Rus. And then there's a fifth minhag of Akdomas. Akdomas is that beautiful poem we read before Kriyas HaTorah on the first day of Shavuos. The Vilna Gaon gives us an acronym to remember the five minhagim of Shavuos. And that acronym is the word Acharis. Acharis, Aleph, Ches, Resh, Yud, Tov. They spell the five minhagim. Aleph stands for Akdomus, the poem we read before Kriyas HaTorah. Ches is Cholov, the milchik foods. Reish is Rus, we read Megillas Rus. Yud is Yerek, vegetation, flowers, trees, and shuls and homes. And Tov is Tikkun Leil. Acharis. What is the idea? What is the concept? So the concept will be, as Rabbi Leff explains, a beautiful idea, that there is a common denominator between all five of these minhagim. And that common denominator goes to the very core of the theme of Shavuos, as I would explain. What is unique about minhagim? Shavuos doesn't have mitzvahs, it has minhagim. The story is told where a wealthy businessman living in Kovna went to the Kovner of Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan to invite him to his daughter's wedding. Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan looked at the invitation and he saw that this man was deviating from the long established practice in Kovner that every single shul will be in the courtyard, every single wedding, sorry, will be in the courtyard of the shul. So Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan politely declined the invitation. Rav said that the man said, "What's the problem?" He said, "Because you're deviating from the practice of having the wedding in the courtyard of the shul. You can't make it in your own home. You may have a beautiful, splendid mansion with beautiful grounds, but you can't deviate from the practice. And if you do, I can't attend the wedding." So the man said, "But it's a minhag shlus. It's not necessary. It's not an important minhag." So Rav Yitzchak Elchanan explained. He said that there is a medrash. The medrash compares minhagim to a big pile of nuts. In order to access the nuts, you've got to break the shell. Why does the Medrash compare it to a pile of nuts? You can compare it to any a pile of balls or marbles or anything. Oranges, why dafka nuts? So the Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan explained that if you start tampering with minhagim, then you pick out one, the whole thing will fall. Sometimes you're right. You open up the shell, there's a nice nut inside. Sometimes it's empty. Sometimes the reasons are more pronounced, sometimes they're less pronounced. But once you start tampering with minhagim, then the whole thing's collapse. And the word minhag spells the word hamogen. Hamogen is the shield, the protection. That is the purpose of a minhag. It protects the larger entity of Torah and mitzvahs generally. Acharis, the five minhagim of Shavuos, serve to protect the theme of Shavuos. What is the theme of Shavuos? The theme of Shavuos is, of course, Torah, Kabbalah Torah, Limud Torah. Another word for Torah is Reishis. Reishis, the first Rashi in Chumash. Rashi in Chumash says, Bereishis Bara Elokim. What does Bereishis Bara Elokim mean? Bishvil HaTorah Shenikras Reishis. It's on the count of Torah, which is called Reishis. Acharis, the five minhagim of Shavuos, are meant to take Reishis and protect it and help it come to its completion. In other words, the minhagim of Shavuos provides an acharis for the Reishis. They provide a fulfillment, a completion for the Reishis. Now, the theme, therefore, of acharis, the common denominator, as we'll see and explore soon, is the focus on effort and preparation and foundations. That's really going to be the theme of acharis. And that is a theme which we see throughout Torah. Many instances and many examples. The Gemara says in Bav Metzia, on Daf Pei Hei Umdal, the Gemara says that one time the transmission process of Torah was faltering. That due to social persecution, the transmission process to pass down Torah from one generation to the next was being attacked. So Reb Chiya, the Torah was being forgotten. So Reb Chiya had to re-teach Torah to Klal Yisrael. So when he embarked on this exercise, the Gemara says that he went out, he bought some seeds, some flax seeds, he sowed some flax, he tended to it, he watered it, he harvested the flax. He then, with that flax, made a net. With the net, he hunted deer, he trapped the deer, he shechted the deer, he skinned, he gave the meat to people who needed it. He took the skin and he made parchments. And with the parchments, he wrote on it Torah. And with Torah, he then taught selected Talmidim. And that ensured the perpetuity of Torah. Asked the Vilna Gaon, why did Reb Chiya have to go to so much trouble? Why couldn't he go to a local store and buy some parchments? Why did he have to plant flax to grow it, to reap it, to make nets, to hunt deer? Seems a very cumbersome way of doing it. Says the Vilna Gaon, Reb Chiya understood that he was embarking on a very important project, teaching Torah to Klal Yisrael and ensuring the perpetuity of Torah. A building is only as strong as its foundations. And therefore, Reb Chiya had to make sure that the foundations of this critical exercise were strong. So therefore, he personally was involved in every aspect of the preparation of this exercise to ensure that it would be al kedusha v'tahara. You see this elsewhere. there is an emphasis on reishis throughout Torah, whether it's reishis hageiz, whether it's pidgin haben, whether it's bikurim. Why is it with bikurim that you have to take the first fruit? Why do you give the best fruit? Why does the Mishnah Bikurim tell us that you go down to the field and you tie a little ribbon around the first fruits that bud, and then you bring that to the Beis HaMikdash? Maybe it's not the best food. The Teretz is because there is always a focus on reishis, on the beginnings, on the foundations. That's true as well in the Halacha. In Aseres Metruva, the Halacha famously tells us that a person who is not particular about a certain Chumrah the rest of the year, on Aseres Metruva, he should be particular. And the example he gives is Paspalta. It's kosher, of course, otherwise there's nothing to discuss. But there's a chumrah not only to have Pas Yisrael. During the Aseres Metruva, you should try and have that. Doesn't that seem a little bit hypocritical? Doesn't it seem a little bit like two standards? The Motzah Yom Kippur, you're going to go back to your old habits and have the regular Paspalta? What's going on? The Teretz is, it's not inconsistent at all. If you have a building and the foundations aren't strong, then your whole building is at risk. If I were to find a crack in the building, well, if it's in floor number 55, because I've built a skyscraper, not the end of the world. But if the crack is in the foundations, I'm in trouble. The Aseres Yemei Teshuva are the foundations of the year. And if they're not strong, then that could have devastating consequences for the rest of the year. In utero surgery is always more risky because you're dealing with an entity which is continuing to develop and to form. You see that as well, about the effort, the focus on effort and foundations and toil, in the famous Gemara in Megillah. The Gemara says that Omer of Yitzchak, the above on the base, if you look at the bottom box on the sheet, Yogati v'lo motzasi. The person says, I sweated in Torah, I toiled. V'lo motzasi, I didn't succeed, I didn't find Torah. Al tamin, don't believe him. If a guy says, Lo Yogati, I didn't toil Motsosi, and I was successful in Torah, again, Al Tamin, don't believe me. Yogati or Motsosi Tamin. But if I toiled and I found, then believe him. Says the Yismach Moshe, says the Sefer Yitav Leiv, quoting Yismach Moshe, he's got a question. Yegia, I understand. You work hard in Torah. But what's the word Motsosi? I found? Motsosi suggests that there's something which it's without hesachadas. In the street, you find a lost object, a metzia, you find something. The appropriate loshen should have been, yogati, I toiled, I sweated, and lomadati, I got it, I learnt it. Hevanti, konisi, what does it mean, motsosi? It says, if you look at the bottom two lines, mataretz hayismach moshe, and the Chiddush Arim says the same thing, a person has got to sweat and work very hard in Torah. After a person has put in effort and has toiled, it will sort of suddenly become very clear for him. In the same way that a Messiah suddenly just happens to land on your doorstep. Well, so too with Torah. You have to just unlock that access to Torah by working. It's the effort, it's the toil which proves, which bears the results. And therefore, the Gemara says, Yogati or Matosi, all you need to do is Yigia. And then the Metzia will come. The effort, the focus, of course, therefore, is on the effort and the preparation and the toil. And that explains, by the way, other things. The Chiddush Arim says a magnificent idea. We know that one of the centerpieces of the Yontif of Sukkos is the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, this magnificent celebration where the whole of Klal Yisrael came and celebrated the Yontif of Sukkos. They built a whole section for women to come and join as well. And the Chiddush Arim says, what exactly is Simchas Beis HaShoeva? It's drawing water in order to perform the mitzvah of Nisuch HaMayim, pouring water onto the Mizbeach. So the mitzvah should be called Simchas Nisuch HaMayim. That's the focus, that's the mitzvah. The sho'eva, the drawing of the water, is just to get the water to put on the mizbeah. Why is it called Simchas Beis HaShoeva? Says the Chiddush Arim, because sometimes the preparation of a matter is more important than the matter itself. sometimes the preparation of a mitzvah is more chashuv because it shows your effort, it shows your toil and your attachment to the mitzvah. That's why he says as well, the Chiddush Arim, an amazing thing. That's why that the Gemara tells us that the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKal is called the mitzvah kala. Why is it called the mitzvah kala? The Shiluach HaKal, you send away the mother bird. Why is that mitzvah kala? Because the Gemara says in Bava Metzia that's ki kari lechokan tzipor, when you chance upon the mother bird, prat lemezuman, that comes to exclude if you've set it up, if you organized it. It's got to be that you just happen to stumble across it. If that's the case, then it's not possible to prepare for it. If it's not possible to prepare for it, it's a mitzvah kala. Because by definition, anything which hasn't got preparation cannot be a mitzvah chashuva. That also explains, by the way, the famous question. Even Esav HaRasha understood this message. Why? Because the famous question. Esav was going to get the brachas from Yitzchak. Yitzchak sends him out to go and hunt, to bring him back some food, and then he can give him the brachas. So Esav runs out and starts hunting. Rivka, Al Pi Ruach HaKodesh, runs to Yaakov and says, you've got to get in there quick. You've got to get these brachas. She disguises him as Esav, and he goes in to get the brachas. What's the disguise? She's wearing Bigdei Chamudos. He's wearing Bigdei Chamudos, the famous jacket that he got from Nimrod. What is special about this jacket? What's special about it is that it's the hunting jacket. What does that mean? That when an animal would come, it would sort of magnetically come towards him. It would just gravitate towards him. It made hunting easy. And he put this, Rivka put this on Yaakov, and Yaakov went in to get the brachas. I once heard from Rabbi Harman, his son asked him a question when he was 8 or 9 years old. His son said to him the obvious question. The obvious once you've heard the question. The question is why wasn't Esav wearing this hunting jacket? He was out hunting. If ever there was a time to wear the jacket, now's the time. The teretz is that Esav was the exemplar of kibudav, and therefore he didn't want to take any shortcuts. He was out to go hunting. He therefore went out and to get the venison to make sure he could give it to his father, and he didn't want any shortcuts. He wanted to hunt properly without the easy hunting jacket. So even Esav understood the importance of effort and of preparation. Talking about effort and preparation, I'm always reminded of the story. Right now we're in lockdown still. So here in England, we still can't daven with a minyan in most situations. But I'm reminded of the man who showed tremendous dedication to Tfilah B'Tzibur. He had gone in Eretz Yisrael 32 years without missing a single minyan. 32 years. Until one night. He was out of routine. He had went to a chasn, he went to a wedding, and he got back home very late, 1 or 2 in the morning, crashed into his bed, and as his head hit the pillow, he realized that he hadn't daven Maariv. His 32-year record was on the line. So in his exhausted, he finds the effort, the commitment, jumps out of bed, he goes to the nearby shtibel factory. And he goes in there, by now it's 3 o'clock in the morning, he sees a couple of people learning. He says, tell me, is there a minyan? He says, yeah, you wait a couple of hours, you'll come, there'll be shachris. He goes, no, I mean Maariv. Nothing doing. He goes around the streets, he manages to get 2 others. He's 3, he needs 7, he's 7 short, he needs a minyan. He has an idea. He calls up a local taxi factory and he calls up a taxi firm. He says, I need 7 taxis now, but one condition, only Jewish drivers. They send round 7 taxis, 7 Israeli drivers. He tells them, put your meters on, keep the meters running, come inside, you're not going anywhere. We're davening. And he gets his minyan. And then he offers to pay, of course, each taxi driver for however long it was. Not a single one of them accepted it. That's effort, that's commitment. And that really goes to the center of what Shavuos is all about. Why? There's a famous kasha of the Magen Avraham. It's in the yeshiva world, you call this a bomba. It's a massive kasha. What's the kasha? In short, the question is that we are celebrating the wrong day. Nothing more, nothing less. We paskin, says the Magen Avraham, like Rabbi Yossi, who says that Shavuos is on Zayin Sivan. This Friday, when we celebrate in Shavuos, Mitz Hashem, Friday is Vav Sivan. Rosh Chodesh was on Sunday. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday is Vav Sivan. We're celebrating the wrong day, says the Magen Avraham. Take a look in paragraph G. Kashali, Heichonu Oimrim B'Shavuos, Yom Matan Torasenu, how can we call Shavuos the day of Matan Torasenu, Halakayim Lan Krav Yossi? The Torah was given on the 7th of Sivan. We're celebrating the wrong day. The Magen Avraham continues. He says, like this year, that Pesach was on a Thursday. We came out of Mitzrayim on Thursday. And the next day we're told Tisbru Chamishim Yom. So Tisbru Chamishim Yom, that means day one is Friday. That means the following Friday is day 8, 15, 22, 29, 36, 43, 50. That means 7 Fridays later is day 50. You're there, Matan Torah. But Matan Torah was not till day 51, was a Shabbos. Says the Magen Avraham, we're celebrating the wrong day. That's the famous Kasha of the Magen Avraham. Rav Shamshon Rafal Hirsch, in Vayikra Perek Chaf Gimel Pasuk Chaf Aleph, on the sheet over here, gives a magnificent answer, which I think is exactly the point I'm trying to make. V'lomadnu mikan emes gadoila. We see from here a fundamental truth. Chag Matan Torah einenu misyaches l'uvdu shel nesinas haTorah. We're not commemorating the giving of the Torah. Elohu choygeg es hachonas atzmeinu lius ru'uyim lekabolas Torah. What we're celebrating on Shavuos is the completion of our preparation for Matan Torah. It's the day 50, it's the last of the days where we're preparing to receive the Torah on the next day on Zayin Sivan, on day 51. Shavuos is all about completing the preparation. Totally changes things. That's why it's not called by names of Torah, it's called by Shavuos, the weeks involved in preparation. What an astonishing idea. And therefore, coming back to the original point, Shavuos doesn't have its own specific mitzvahs. It has minhagim. Which minhagim? The 5 minhagim which spell out the word acharis. Agdomas, cholov, rus, yerek, and tikunel. Each of those 5 are meant to take the rachis, which is Torah, and give it an acharis. How? By preparing, by effort, by toil. And each one of those 5 have a theme, have a common denominator. What is the common theme? The common theme, again, of course, is preparation and effort. We see that in each of the 5. How so? Akdomus is the preface, is the preparation for Kriyas HaTorah. Before we about to lay, we read this very beautiful and poignant poem. Cholov, milk, is the food given to the first stages of life of humans and of animals, is the preparation, the foundations. Rus tells the preface, tells the preparatory story of the heritage and the destiny of the Jewish people, the background to David HaMelech and ultimately Melech Mashiach. It serves the groundwork, the preparation for the destiny of Klal Yisrael. Yud, if there's one area of industry of work which requires more preparation than anything else, it's agriculture. A farmer has got to plow and work and water and tend his field for months, and eventually he'll get to harvest and yield a crop. So the agriculture reminds us about the importance of effort and of preparation. And Tov, of course, Tikkun Leil. Most people will say, before you're going to accept the Torah, have a good night's sleep. That was the mistake of Klal Yisrael on the night before Matan Torah. They overslept. But we rectify that by showing that the way to prepare, the way to receive Torah, is by sweating and by staying up all night. It's preparation, it's effort to receive the Torah. So therefore, what emerges is a fantastic idea that Rabbi Lev puts forward, that the theme of Shavuos is not the mitzvahs of the day, but rather the minhagim. The minhagim which spell the word hamogein, which protect the theme of the day of Torah. Torah is called Reishis, Bishvil Torah Shenikras Reishis, and the minhagim of Shavuos, which spell Acharis, given acharis to the reishis. They bring reishis to its completion and to make sure that they bring it to its perpetuation. That really is the pasuk in Tehillim that we read. Hazoirim bedimo berina yiktoiru. That once a person sweats and puts in effort, berina yiktoiru will be able to reap with joy. And therefore, we have seen that the importance of the five minhagim of Shavuos, of Akdomas, of Cholov, of Ruas, of Yarek, and of Tikkunel, that each of those minhagim are mogein reishis, they protect the theme of Shavuos, and they display the importance of effort and of preparation, like we saw that with Reb Chiya, when he embarked on this important mission, he was involved from the very beginning. He sowed flax to make the nets to catch the deer, etc., etc. That Bikurim is an example of where we emphasize the reishis, not the best, but the reishis, because that sets the tone for everything else. Tovach Aristova says the Yerushalmi Mereshiso, the success of the end comes from the beginning. The Aseret Mitzvah is not hypocritical. On the contrary, the foundations are the litmus test of how the rest will end up. It sets the tone for everything else. The success of the building, the strength of the building, all depends on the foundations. And that's what we say, Yogato Matzosa. Yes, Matzosa is the correct word, because you put in effort, and then the rest of HaKadosh Baruch Hu will just give you. That's why Simchas Beis HaShoeva is called Simchas Beis HaShoeva, not Simchas Beis HaNisuch or Simchas Nisuch HaMayim, because the effort, the focus is on the preparation. That's why Shiluach HaKal is a mitzvah kala, because it's called kala, because you cannot prepare for it. Prat Lemazuman. Even Esav understood that. That's why the Big Day Chamudos were not worn at the time of him going out to hunt to find food for his father. And that's why the Magen Avraham's Kasha is answered. Why is it that we're celebrating the wrong day? We're celebrating Vav Nissan, we're celebrating day 50, we should be celebrating Zionis on day 51. The Teretz is, we're not celebrating, says Rosh Hashanah and Rafael Hirsch, the day of Nesina Satorah. Rather, we're celebrating our the culmination of our preparation to receive the Torah. Magnificent idea. And therefore, those five minhagim acharis, the common theme in all of them is the importance of preparation, of effort and toil. And in this Hashem, with that in mind, we should be zochet to hazorim betima perino yiktoru.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.